Blackstone Audio presents Frontier Grit, The Unlikely True Stories of Daring Pioneer Women by Marianne Monson. This book is read by Caroline Schaefer. When I stop at one of the graveyards in my own county, I have always the hope that something went into the ground with those pioneers that will one day come out again. Willa Cather. Introduction. What constitutes a frontier? Is it simply an imaginary boundary between geographical spaces? Or is it a constantly moving line between supposed civilization and the unknown beyond? As I set down to write on the topic of female pioneers, all attempts inevitably drew me back to this elusive term. The boundaries of the United States shifted steadily throughout the 19th century, creating a multitude of frontiers by every definition. To me, a frontier is simply a place where your people have not gone before. It is the place on the map where the collective thinking of your society draws a large and compelling question mark. Of course, this doesn't have to be a geographical boundary. It might be an unexplored theological issue, an uncomfortable topic of conversation, an unfolding intellectual sphere, a newly invented technology, or an insight irreconcilable with current social norms. And although no one you personally know has been to such a space, that doesn't mean it has never been inhabited by another group of people who have a prior claim to it. But because no one you know has been there, the frontier is a place where rules are still being worked out and negotiated. It is a space available to anyone, not only the powerful players of the past. The freedom of such a space is as exhilarating as it is disconcerting, and in a true frontier, the traditional safeguards and protections are as glaringly absent as the stifling rules. People can and will get hurt. That is why rules were made in the first place, at least hypothetically. I was raised on stories of strong pioneer women who traversed frontier spaces. Within my own family history, I have women who left lives of luxury in England, positions of leadership among the Maori in New Zealand, and others who were drawn by their poverty from the hamlets of Wales. Some of my ancestors set up house in an abandoned chicken coop. I was raised on these stories. The blood of these women runs through my veins, and I grew up.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?